seems like you mean it. God is saying, you are Jesus, oh, my Savior, my Redeemer. You are Jesus, oh, you are, you are, you are. One more time, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, yes, you are. You are Yahweh, yes, you are. You are Yahweh.
You are powerful. Worship Him. He's worthy. Hashana baha. Leko zubruhonde kebrahanda taya. Shande, shande, shande kama kate. Lezo zubo leko zubroteke. This morning.
Glory be to the Lamb of God. How you end your year and get into the new year matters a lot. Join us in this all night long of basking in God's grace and glory. I invite you to Glory Night on the 31st of December from 9 p.m. till morning. We're going to spend time just worshiping God, thanking Him, and also making decrees into the new year. It's a good thing to watch us live, but if you can do your best, there is nothing like being in the atmosphere of that presence. Hello, hello. ...2020 promises to be outstanding. God has spoken so many prophetic words. Come and hear it directly. Come and hear it live. See you in Glory Night.
Crossover Night. Glory Night with Apostle Johnson and Dr. Lizzie Suleiman.
Glory be to the Lamb of God. How you end your year and get into the new year matters a lot. Join us in this all night long of basking in God's grace and glory. I invite you to Glory Night on the 31st of December from 9 p.m. till morning. We're going to spend time just worshiping God, thanking Him, and also making decrees into the new year. It's a good thing to watch us live, but if you can do your best, there is nothing like being in the atmosphere of that presence. Hello, hello. 2020 promises to be outstanding. God has spoken so many prophetic words. Come and hear it directly. Come and hear it live. See you in Glory Night.
Crossover Night. Glory Night with Apostle Johnson and Dr. Lizzie Suleiman.
Glory be to the Lamb of God. How you end your year and get into the new year matters a lot. Join us in this all night long of basking in God's grace and glory. I invite you to Glory Night on the 31st of December from 9 p.m. till morning. We're going to spend time just worshiping God, thanking Him, and also making decrees into the new year. It's a good thing to watch us live, but if you can do your best, there is nothing like being in the atmosphere of that presence. Hello, hello. 2020 promises to be outstanding. God has spoken so many prophetic words. Come and hear it directly. Come and hear it live. See you in Glory Night.
Crossover Night. Glory Night with Apostle Johnson and Dr. Lizzie Suleiman.
Glory be to the Lamb of God. How you end your year and get into the new year matters a lot. Join us in this all night long of basking in God's grace and glory. I invite you to Glory Night on the 31st of December from 9 p.m. till morning. We're going to spend time just worshiping God, thanking Him, and also making decrees into the new year. It's a good thing to watch us live, but if you can do your best, there is nothing like being in the atmosphere of that presence. Hello, hello. 2020 promises to be outstanding. God has spoken so many prophetic words. Come and hear it directly. Come and hear it live. See you in Glory Night.
Crossover Night. Glory Night with Apostle Johnson and Dr. Lizzie Suleiman.
Glory be to the Lamb of God. How you end your year and get into the new year matters a lot. Join us in this all night long of basking in God's grace and glory. I invite you to Glory Night on the 31st of December from 9 p.m. till morning.
It's going to be more than expected, more than a feeling. Total reliance on God. December 2019, Beyond the Crossover Night with Apostle Johnson and Dr. Lizzie Suleiman, live at the International Worship Center, Omega Fire Ministries Headquarters, Algiers. Edo State, Nigeria. Bye. Nigeria. Bye.
Greater Works 2020 comes to Germany. Join me from everywhere, any part of Europe, Belgium, you live in Holland, anywhere in Paris. Make your way down to Germany as we converge in Munich for 2 days of mind-blowing manifestation. There will be the release of the prophetic. The blind will see, the lame will walk, the deaf will hear, the dumb will speak.
On the 14th and 15th January 2020, by 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. GMT plus 1, at Backstage Concert Arena, Rignischstrasse 680639, Munich, Germany.
And above all, the sinners will be saved. Tell someone that Johnson Suleiman is coming to me. God bless you. I want to say thank you to all my partners, everyone who's offered support. You prayed for us, you've sown seeds, you've spoken words into our outreach, you've attended everywhere around the nations of the world. Paul said in Philippians 4, verse 17, he said, not that I desired anything, but I desire that fruit may abound to your account. Anything you do for God is a seed that when it's sown will yield dividends over time. 2019 has been glorious. It has been open heavens all around different parts of the world as we traveled and journeyed to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for being a partner. Thank you for being one of those who's holding our right and left hand to see that the gospel is preached. I speak grace over your life and I decree that the God of peace will bruise Satan under your feet shortly. I commend you to God and the word of his grace, and I pray God keep you and give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Thank you, my partners. God bless you.
Glory be to the Lamb of God. How you end your year and get into the new year matters a lot. Join us in this all night long of basking in God's grace and glory. I invite you to Glory Night on the 31st of December from 9 p.m. till morning. We're going to spend time just worshiping God, thanking Him, and also making decrees into the new year. It's a good thing to watch us live, but if you can do your best, there is nothing like being in the atmosphere of that presence. Hello, hello. ...2020 promises to be outstanding. God has spoken so many prophetic words. Come and hear it directly. Come and hear it live. See you in Glory Night.
Crossover Night. Glory Night with Apostle Johnson and Dr. Lizzie Suleiman.
Glory be to the Lamb of God. How you end your year and get into the new year matters a lot. Join us in this all night long of basking in God's grace and glory. I invite you to Glory Night on the 31st of December from 9 p.m. till morning. We're going to spend time just worshiping God, thanking Him, and also making decrees into the new year. It's a good thing to watch us live, but if you can do your best, there is nothing like being in the atmosphere of that presence. Hello, hello.
2020 promises to be outstanding. God has spoken so many prophetic words. Come and hear it directly. Come and hear it live. See you in glory night.
Crossover night. Glory night with Apostle Johnson and Dr. Lizzie Suleiman. Jesus in this house. If you are grateful to Jesus, you will dance. You will bubble. You will give him praise. I don't like the way some of us are standing. I will do this song again. Shake your body to the glory of God. We are praising Jehovah.
Hallelujah. Can we once again celebrate the grace of God upon our Father, the Restoration Apostle? Celebrate the grace of God upon his life. Celebrate, 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 celebrate. Celebrate! You know what the Bible says? When you make noise in the church, it shows you are a winner. When you clap your hand, it shows you are a winner. In Psalm 47 verse 1, he said, clap your hand, O ye people. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let's celebrate our old mother, Dr. Mrs. Lizzie Johnson Suleiman. Celebrate her. You may have your seat. We have a music minister here in our midst that is going to minister to us this morning. We call on Chris Morgan.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The God who always answers us in this house, can we rise and just thank him? Father, we thank you. Lord, we glorify your name.
Thank you.
Lord, we praise your name.
Thank you.
We bless your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I came with my wife and we'll sing together this morning. So let's just start. Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody just wave your hands and bless Jesus this morning. If you know his grace has kept you from January till this moment, and in few hours we'll be crossing into the new year, if you are really grateful this morning, can you wave your hands and bless Jesus? Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I praise you because you are beautiful. Have you seen his beauty throughout the year? Say, Lord, I praise you because you are beautiful.
Thank you.
We give you worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
If it wasn't for you, I don't know where I would be right now. give it worth it for you. I don't know what I would be right now. My help every moment, hope for tomorrow. 'Cause your grace.
We praise you,
Lord.
You are beautiful. you shout it on the face of your father. Just hold on. I want you to look at his face and shout it on his face. That Lord, you are beautiful beyond description. You are beautiful in all situations. I want you to look at the face of your father and say to him, oh, we praise you.
You are beautiful. We praise you. You are beautiful.
We praise you.
We praise you,
Jesus. We praise you, Jesus.
You are beautiful.
You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Oh, we praise you in your life, in his church, in your life. He's beautiful in our life. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are beautiful, Jesus. You are beautiful. Oh, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Wonderful name, Jesus. Open your mouth and blast it. That wonderful name, I am a sucker. Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name. Open your mouth everywhere. Jesus. There is no wonderful name, that wonderful name. Call that name Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Ay, 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 that wonderful name. He always answers when I call.
In the next 1 minute, we are going to sing that song, that name Jesus. The reason we have the name Jesus is because it's the answer. The answer for the world today. The answer for the world. The answer to all our prayers. You're going to open your mouth and shout his name. That wonderful name. He answers when I call. Oh, that wonderful name. Hey! I am a Moshikata.
That wonderful name.
Hey! He answers when I call.
Lelele. Lelele. There is no
operated in the life of Jabesh, the one who answers Jabesh. Open your mouth and call that name. That wonderful name. He answers when I call. Oh, that wonderful name. He answers me when I call. That wonderful name. His name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is no, 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 there is no.
There is no answers when I call. That wonderful name, the greatest name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Wonderful, marvelous are the words of my God. Very sweet, thy head. Wonderful, marvelous are the words of my God. Oh, very sweet, oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Unusual testimony. Open your mouth and let's sing it. Wonderful, marvelous are the works. Oh my God.
Praise be thy name.
To the God that answers us in this house. Wonderful, marvelous are the works. Oh my God.
Praise be.
One more time, everywhere. Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise be thy name. Praise be thy name. Praise be thy name. Was to him. He's the one that answers prayers. Oh, the one that never disappoints. He will never fail me, Jesus.
He will
never fail me. Open your mouth and shout it.
He will
never
never, never fail. He will never fail. How excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name. How excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name. Lift your voice. How excellent, 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 how excellent. How excellent, my Father. Yeah.
Just without the drums, I just want you to lift your hands and sing to him a new song. How excellent, Baba, how excellent is your name. Ele tomorrow, ele tomorrow. How excellent is your name. Arabata ribiti, aribiti rabata. How excellent is your name. Odoba gabue, how excellent is your name. How excellent, how excellent. Lift your voice everywhere. How excellent.
The key of worship. You have that key to open every door. Open your mouth and barak your Father. Ele tumare, ele tumare, ele tumare. Arabata ribiti, aribiti rabata. Ele moshaba. Kabie osi, kabie osi o, kabie osi o. How excellent is your name. How excellent, Baba. How excellent is your name. How excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent.
I sing to honor Abba Father. I sing to hallow Abba Father. I sing to honor you, Jesus. I sing to hallow Abba Father. Odobagabu, Ekueme, Okamaleyama, the one who says the thing and brings this word to pass. Awi Mayeo, Awi Mayeo, Awi Mayeo, Awi Mayeo, Awi Mayeo, Awi Mayeo, Walabush. How excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name. How excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name. Open your mouth and sing to him in the spirit. Habakatele bote katoda. Ayele kada bote kede bono bono. Ayele leye na dodo. How excellent, how excellent, how excellent. How excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent. said early this year, he said, to see your glory and power in the land of the living, according to Psalm 42 and also Psalm 63. If that's your prayer, to see his glory and power in the land of the living, open your mouth and begin to declare. Begin to declare in worship. I'm hungry for you to see your glory and power in a dry and thirsty land. Hey, Akusikata. I am a Moshikata.
Oh, I sing to honor Abba Father. I sing to hallow Abba Father everywhere. I sing to honor Abba Father. I sing to adore you, Jesus. I sing to hallow Abba Father. Oh, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name. When word fails you, you have nothing more to say. Word fails us in your presence, and we shout, oh, 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 oh. People from the dunghill to the mountaintop, the one who made us accepted in the beloved. How excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name. How excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name. How excellent, how excellent, how excellent.
Without an instrument everywhere.
How excellent.
Jesus. Jesus, how excellent. How excellent. How excellent.
Jesus, how excellent. Jesus, how excellent. Jesus, how excellent. Jesus, how excellent. Jesus, how excellent. Jesus, how excellent. Jesus, how excellent. Jesus, how excellent. Jesus, how excellent. Lord Jesus, give the Lord a hand as we take our seats. We worship you, Master. We worship you, mighty God. How excellent is your name. in all the earth. Amen. Amen. There are four dimensions of God in our relationship with God that every one of us must get to before I talk about continuing the concept of prayer we started yesterday, this end of the year, as we have in this retreat. In our relationship with God, the first category is fatherhood. God is your father. When you become, God is not the father of everybody. God is the creator of everyone, but the father of few. God created everybody, but is not the father of everybody. There are some people that walk in darkness. Satan is their father. Jesus also said it. He will say, your father the devil. Ye are of your father the devil. Why? Because he's their creator, but he's not their father. So the first relationship we have with God as a believer is God is your father. The Bible says we have received the spirit of adoption, Romans chapter 8, by which we cry, Abba Father. Abba Father means my true father, my real father. So God is our father. That is the first class of relationship that we have with God. He is our father. When you surrender to the Lord and he comes into your life, he becomes your father. From there, you now move to fellowship. From being a father, you now have fellowship with him. It's now from fatherhood to fellowship. Fellowship is when you have what you enjoy. So the first one, number one, is relationship. That's fatherhood. Number two, fellowship. Actually, fellowship is the benefit of relationship. Fellowship is what you enjoy because of relationship. You fellowship with God. You have a fellowship with him. 1 Corinthians 1:9, 1 John 1:3. We have fellowship with him. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his son. 1 John 1:3 emphasizes the power of fellowship. When you have a relationship with God, the next thing you enjoy is fellowship. Is what? The third category of relationship we have, of dimensions we have with God, is partnership. From fellowship, what? Relationship gives birth to fellowship. Fellowship is what you enjoy, is the benefit of relationship. And partnership is the discipline of fellowship. Partnership is the responsibility that you become a partner with God. It's a responsibility that you are working with God. It's a responsibility that you are a believer. You see a project going on. You say, because I have fellowship with God, I'm into partnership with him. John chapter 5, I think verse 17. Jesus said, my father walketh hitherto and I walk. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8. Whom shall I send? Whom will go for us? I'm having a partnership with God. Am I communicating here? God told me yesterday, we were just talking, and the Lord said to me, he said, son, 2020, give me 50% of your income as your tithe. Every income I give to you, give me 50%. I shouted. I said, you want to kill me? He said, you are dead already. Presently, I give him 25%. 25%. Almost 30%. I don't pay 10%. I've left that long ago. Almost 30%. God said, next year, 50%. When that communication was done, I just got excited. That means there's about to be another level. That's partnership. Psalm 17 verse 14 say, men are the hands of God. Men, which are thy hands? Men are the hands of God. Only God can save the world, but God cannot save the world alone. Men, when people come to church and they are sleeping, they are cleaning, they are not doing it for church. They are partners with God.
The reason they complain, I came for Riaza, I did this, I'm tired. It's yourself. It's because it has not dawned on you that you are a partner with God. You are using that talent and that gift and that thing He has put in you for Him. What's the first basis? Relationship. Second. First. Second. Third. And the fourth. Friendship. Friendship is when you are a lover of God. It gets to a point whether God bless you, God doesn't bless you, it doesn't affect you. If for example, let me give an example of what I call friendship. If for example, I'm going to for a visa interview, I'm giving an illustration, I'm going for a visa interview, I want to get a visa, I pray, I fasted 21 days, I've done it before, and I finally get there, and they reject me the visa, it will shake my faith, it will make me question God. That's friendship. I will not be discouraged 1 second. Say, but Lord, why? I just take it like a normal thing. I walk away. I tell myself, He knows best. He knows that if I go now, I'm getting into problem. So that's why He's keeping me back for some time. Blessed is He that's not offended in me. Many of us are offended in God. I just need to give you this before I go further. Many of us are angry with God. We are provoked. Frowning. As if you can do God anything. I don't know why people say I'm angry. I was praying for a pastor's wife who delivered through cesarean session. The place was not healing up. So I laid my hands. I was about to pray. The Lord said, stop. She's angry with me. I said, mommy, God said you're angry with Him. My husband, we pray for people. They give birth safely. We pray for people. They give birth. Now look at me. I give birth. Now, not only did they come to operation, it's not healing. How will I be happy? I said, many give birth to operation and die. Some, I said, you're angry with God? You are quarreling with your maker. You are bold, though. You have guts. Angry that, no! Bless me. What makes people play games, play gimmicks, serve God because of what they want is because they feel that blessing and material benefit is a proof that God is good. No, sir. Even if there is no money in your account, God is God. Even if there's no food to eat, God is good. 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 Even if I can't pay my bills, God is. I don't want to raise up believers who are always coming. Thank God for this ministry. We are known for power, known for miracles. But there's something I want us to be known for, which is happening. It's love of God. Now, whether healing, no healing, miracle, no miracles, we are His friend. John 15:15. Friend. Friend. I don't call you servant, I call you friends. Isaiah chapter 41. John 15:15. He said, henceforth, I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friend. Once you are a servant, you can't understand the dimensions of God. You are serving for reward. He said, but a friend. I call you friends. For all things I've heard of my Father, I've made known unto you. In Isaiah 41, if you read verse 8, Abraham was called the friend of God. But thou Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham. I've known my wife for 21 years, going to 22 next year. I have never one day held her hand, discouraged. Oh God, why? She has never had to agree with me on a prayer that I was heartbroken. I was somewhere and somebody was, thank you God for my wife. And was telling me, oh, thank God for the wife, that the wife has been a pillar. I said, nice. Has been very loving. I said, that's true. Has been very supportive. That's true. I've always encouraged you when you are discouraged. I said, never, never. That one is a lie. I've never been discouraged. I've never, never, never. Discouraged to pray that God, why me? Discouraged. She didn't do that one. She has never done that one. Oh, encourage her now to relate with people. Yes. Encourage her now to do this. Yes. Encourage in ministry that something happened and now break down. How? Have you? You know why? Anything that happens to me, I see God in it. I don't see it as the devil. No way. I see God in it. So I'm never sitting down. Why is this? No! All things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to His purpose. That's why I like that song. He said, I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend. So we talk of relationship, we talk of fellowship, we talk of partnership, and we talk of what? Friendship. When you ask God for things, you don't see them. He doesn't move you. He doesn't bother you. That's the level you should get to. Don't start questioning God as if God is owing you. In fact, you owe God. Creating you, how much did you pay? Now, you are created now. Full human being. How much did you pay to come into this world? You owe God. He doesn't owe you. You owe him your life. Bless him. You know, that's why people live this mentality. Grab, grab what I want to get from God. What I want to get. God answers prayers. God answers prayers. But the proof of constant life that even before you call, Isaiah 65:24, even before you call, I will answer. Before to get to that level, that before you sometimes I ask the Lord, why don't you even allow me finish praying before you answer? Many times say, why don't you allow me finish? People have sent me messages. The fact that I read it at all, they got a miracle. I never said a word. Yesterday, somebody was giving birth and the baby died. The baby died. And some stupid doctor somewhere told her, your baby is no more. How do you tell a woman in that condition? She also passed out. One of our branches. And the husband sent a text. My reply was, it's not possible. Baby came back, mother came back. Now, is that a prayer? Is that a prayer? Just coming out of brutal Sunday service when somebody stood up from wheelchair, miracles are happening. You are telling me mother child died in this commission. I reply, it's not, because I don't have that agreement with God. And I know I've not broken my own side of the covenant, so he can't break his own side of his covenant. So I replied, it is not possible. Mother came back, baby came back. He's coming here to testify. The man said, less than 2 minutes, sir, baby came back, mother came back. Before you call, I will answer. While you are speaking, I will hear. It's on the platform of love. Please stop questioning God. You are not mates. He said, who are you to strive before your maker? I love him so much that no matter what comes my way, no matter what happens to me, I have seen situations that should sit down. And my wife and I were talking. I asked her, I said, is it good to be good? You are good to people, they take advantage of you. I stop. I said, it's good to be good. It's good to be good. I was the one asking, I was the one answering myself. I said, it's good to be good. Why? Because when you are good, people take advantage of you. And because of that, you become bad. You have made them win. They have changed you from your good nature. Am I talking to somebody who knows why God is fighting for you? It might be because you have been good. Oh my God. My father said something to me. Even said it yesterday. He said, son, when you are doing something and life is good, when you are going a particular direction and God is blessing you, God is helping you, it means you are doing the right thing. Don't change. Don't move. Don't waver. Continue what you are doing. When you are good and people take advantage of you, do not let their badness stop your goodness. Continue to be good. Am I talking to somebody here? I choose to be the carpet that people walk on thinking I'm stupid. I choose to be that fool that people walk on thinking they are using me, not knowing I am walking with a wisdom that is more blessed to give than to receive. I'm walking with a wisdom of the love of God, not because I'm not wise or I don't know what it is out there. You got to be smart, sir. All this your calculus, this your calculative spirit. I fasted last week, nothing came out. I can't fast this week. Are you okay? Are you alright? You are fasting and praying to show your love for God. Am I speaking to somebody? I'm going to get into that now. Tell somebody I love God. That's number four. The first thing, I'm going back to yesterday's message. The first key thing that hinders answers to prayer, I told you, is what? Number two, that hinders answers to prayer. Number one, I say unforgiveness. I spent time yesterday. I got messages from around the world. Wives that have not been talking to husbands said they started talking to husbands. Husbands that have not been talking to wives. I got messages from around the world telling me this thing hits. Now I know why God has not been hearing my prayer. And now I understand that before my wife enters a fast, I have to make sure we have peace so that she doesn't waste her time. One has been calling back to back. He said, so you mean this is why I don't have a job after staying in America for years? Because I vowed I will never forgive my wife because she cheated on me with another man. Now I know I've been cheating on my own self by not forgiving her. 12 years ago, he can't let it go. When he sees her, he hates her. And for 12 years, he has not touched her. He has not gotten close to her. He just can't let it go. But yesterday, he said, I went her, held her. I said, I forgive you. Right? Because that is what hinders prayer. Number two, praying outside the will of God. Number three, strong man. So number four is what I'm telling you now. Absence, bankruptcy of the love of God. God doesn't owe you. Whether God answers or not, he doesn't owe you. Just love him. Love him. Love him. Tell somebody, I love God. I can't hear you. Say it loud and clear. Say it loud and clear. I love God. No matter what I go through, no matter what I experience, no matter the pain, I love him. I love him. I love him. We know. He has said it before. He answers prayers. God answers prayers. He answers prayers. No matter what you experience, he answers prayers. But love him. For example, if you are a friend, or you have somebody who you meet. Someone spoke to me this morning, brought a proposal of something they intend to do. And I looked at the proposal and I said, let me advise you. Nobody is going to help you. He says, I don't understand. I said, nobody is going to help you. I said, we live in a world that's self-centered. This proposal you are showing me now, people will only help you when they know what they stand to benefit. If you want to succeed in this kind of thing you are doing, look for people who you have a relationship with. People who you respect, people who believe in you are the only ones that will help you to start a course. When the course is now making ways, others want to identify so that they can also make name. But this foundation stage, nobody is going to help you. You go around politicians, I said they won't help you because it's not election season. With election season, they will help you because they know you can blow something, paint a picture of them that they are not. That tells you something. When you meet somebody who is wealthy, who's well to do, don't just go grabbing what you can grab. And I've said this over time. You have somebody who God has put in your life who is blessed. Stop always sending them message because you want money. Once in a week, send them a message to greet them. Thank them. Thank God for their life. When I remember somebody like you is in my life, I thank God. You are a gift to me. Have a good day, sir. The Lord bless you, man. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being this. Say such things. The day you now come for a need, they say, come over. But if all you know, the only time you remember them, is need, and you even paraphrase the message so annoyingly. Say, please, sir, what I need is just 200,000. If 200,000 is just, why don't you have it? It's just. Sir, you have done so much for me. I know you have so many projects at hand, and you have so much helped me. I'm sorry, I'm coming again. Do you have to say all that? Do you have to remind him of the stress on his head that he has forgotten? You just reminded him that he has so much project and he has forgotten. You had your own to eat and he ignored you. Some people say they follow the message 14 times. Olori Buruku, 14 times. You send message. Somebody sees it and is not answering you. It's deliberate. No, you forward. Some people call them and harass their life. Somebody called me 217 times. My battery died. My phone went off. Continuously. I left the phone. I went to minister. I came back. 217. He was still calling. Next thing, poop, phone off. I charged the phone. And I blocked the number quietly. This one is not a human being. It's not a human being that's calling me. It must be either a hippopotamus or something, because no human being will call you 217 times. No, I just heard an animal was dialing a number. No, that's not a human being. It's not a human being holding this phone at all. Boom! Somebody's not your brother, not your sister, not your relative. You don't call them more than twice. You don't call them more than twice. It's not your relative. It's not your husband. It's not your wife. Once, twice. It's okay. Then you send a message. Not 217 times. Is he holding your destiny? Is he the strong man of your life? Did you see a vision that is the one chasing you? I mean, somebody called me 82 times. I now pick. He said, I thought he would pick. He said, Papa, I thought he would not pick. As what's the matter? Nothing. I just want to greet you. I just went off the phone. Bam. Block. Bam. Am I communicating here? Why are you blocking people? It's in the Bible. Matthew chapter 5 verse 29. If your right hand caught you to sin, cut it off. Everything I do, I have scripture for it. If your right hand causes you to sin, before you make me say what I'm not supposed to say, and after asking God for mercy, I just cut you off. If the right hand offends thee, pluck. I won't say cut. He said pluck. Pluck and cast it from thee. Am I talking to somebody here? Stop hanging around life because of what you need. God has been good to you. God, there are people that started January, and as I'm talking to you now, they are no more. Some are not just there, they have the leg hanging in the hospital. Some have their hands somewhere. One of our daughters, I forget the state, when I was there, they said she's been in labor forever, for long. I said, where? They said, it's close. I said, let me go to the hospital. When I got there, I prayed. The Lord did what he did. I said, I want to see the intensive in the sister. You can't go there. I said, let me go. I saw a man like this. They fixed something on the man. They were feeding him through oxygen. With syringe. That's how he was eating. That's how he was feeding us there. I said, for how long? I said, for weeks. Just feed him like that. He pull, they clean, he did, they clean. And when they told me who he was in the society, I kept quiet. So why can't you people take him abroad? Say, no, he won't survive. If he leaves this place for 2 hours, he won't survive. So we have to fly in doctors here, not to fly him out, fly in the doctors here to handle his life. He was in a balance. Am I communicating? You are alive. You are well. You have your two legs, and you're complaining that your right born during Christmas. And you have your two legs, your hands complete. Your hands, and you are here. You are not talking to your wife because the Christmas tree was full of pepper. That is why you are not talking to your wife. See your reason. See your reason. And somebody is there. Even if there was no food, he just wanted to be alive. He just wanted to breathe. He wanted to walk around without any support, without being on oxygen. He wanted to just be alive. He wanted to be alive and well. God is good. It is your love for God. Which I was talking to somebody here. Some of you, the boldness you have, I don't know where you got that guts from. To talk to God as if you were peers. Father, why is my life like this? Is God, are you real? I've told you some messages I see on my phone. I will show mama some. Sometimes my heart will shake. I say, see what somebody sent me. How do they compose this? And you are not paralyzed. So I just ask you, is God real? So say, as you ask you, why is God wicked? And I replied, no, because you are stupid. As you are supposed to encourage me, I said, I don't encourage a stupid person. If you are down, sir, I'm going through a loss, I'm in pain, I can encourage you. But you now come, you're accusing my maker. Where do I encourage you from? From the east to the west, or the south to the north? It's a shame that you see a Christian, a believer, 30 years in the faith, still asking God, Father, why me? What have I done? When people buy a new car, they don't say, why me? When God gives them a new duplex, they don't say, Lord, why did you give me this house? I don't deserve it. But let them lose one thing. God, why me? And why me is a very demonic question, and it's a selfish and a witchcraft question. When you say, why me? You say, Lord, it's somebody else that deserves this. Why me? You would have done this thing to somebody else. This pain would have been for someone else. Number five. Confidence in God. For prayers to be answered, you must have confidence in God. Confidence in God. Confidence in God. Confidence in God. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. This is the confidence we have. When we pray in line with his word, he heareth us. Confidence. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. I like what Paul said. He said, being confident in this very thing, that he that begun a good work, he that begun, he will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35. Cast not away your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. I like what the psalmist said in Psalm chapter 27 verse 3. The B part of it. He said, the war rise against me. In this will I be confident. The greatest concern, what makes your enemy shake in the midst of battle, is your confidence. Write this down. The greatest concern of your enemy in the midst of a conflict is your confidence. The greatest concern of your enemies in the midst of a conflict is your confidence. The greatest, what gives them heartbreak, what panics them, what makes them shake. When you have a conflict, when there's a battle, they check your confidence level. The check. What is your confidence level? Are you shaking? Are you afraid? Are you panicking? Are you worried? Are you scattered? Are you dismayed? Are you fearful? Confidence. It's already a seal of victory. I wrote something that confidence is a seal of victory. It's a proof of victory. It's a seal that you are victorious. When confidence is radiating all over you, angels are excited. It's a seal. That's what Chris said when I like that word he said when he was leading worship. When you don't know what to say, it gets to a time in your life you don't even know what to say. You are lost for words. In Psalm chapter 30, if you read verse 15, he's saying, in confidence shall be thy strength. Psalm 30, verse 15. In confidence shall be thy strength. A confident man is a competent man. A confident man is a competent. Manasaka. Don't go into prayers thinking, will he answer? Will he not answer? Will he answer? Will he not answer? Can I say this to you? That you have not seen the result now doesn't mean he has not heard you. I wish you understand me. In Daniel chapter 10, let me give you an example. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 12, an angel appeared to Daniel and said, Daniel, from the first day, Daniel 10, verse 12, from the first day you set your heart to chasten thyself before God, thy words were heard, and I have come for thy words. What does that mean? Daniel, this is 21 days. From the day you started this prayer, God heard you. But can I shock you? The answer came 21 days later. So the day he hears you might not be the day he released the answer. But he has heard you. The day he hears you might not be the day he released the solution, but he has heard you. The day he hears you, when he hears you, he starts watching. He's about, he's checking out. Are you going to be discouraged? Are you going to start asking questions? Are you going to start asking questions? Galatians 3 said you started in the spirit. How come you've ended in the flesh? Is it Galatians 3:3? I don't know. Galatians 3. He said you started in the spirit. How come you ended in the flesh? Galatians 3:3. Yeah. Are you so foolish? Have you begun in the spirit? Now, are you now made perfect by what? You know what that means? You started this race in the spirit. Lord, you will do it. Lord, you will do it. Monday, Lord, you will do it. Lord, you will do it. You answer prayer. I know it's done. Wednesday, Lord, you will do it. You will do it. You will do it, I know. Thursday.
Oh, Lord, deliver Daniel. Oh, Lord, you delivered. Father, I can't pray. I can't pray.
Friday.
It is well. It is well.
Saturday, bro. Are you going to church on Sunday?
My mood is bad. My mood.
You began in the spirit. You ended. Because your confidence level was punctured. When you go into the place to pray and you lift those hands, it's assurance. It has to be there. It has to be there. Am I communicating? I know. God answers prayer. I know God is going to do this. There are four boosters of confidence. Four boosters. Four things that boost confidence. When a man is confident, there are four things that boost that confidence. Number one is when you are living in righteousness. When you are praying, you are living in righteousness. Numbers chapter 11, if you read verse 23. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1. The Lord's hand, Numbers 11, 23. Isaiah 59, 1. The Lord's hand is not shutting that it cannot save. It's ear. It's not heavy that it cannot hear prayers. But your iniquity has separated you from your God. Isaiah chapter 68, verse 16. If I regard iniquity in my heart, and I will say, forget it, oh, you are wasting time. God will not hear you. What does that mean? You have malice. You are thinking about how to do evil after the service, and you are praying in the midst of that. God is looking at you. If I regard, so if your confidence level, you know you have lived right. When you pray, if that's your right life, boost your confidence. You know, you have seen things that the enemy wants to push you into. You have had opportunities to keep malice, to be aggressive, to be angry. But you say, because I'm on the side of God, it boosts your confidence. I wish I was communicating here. It's a confidence booster. Living in righteousness. It's a booster. When you live in sin, your prayer is corrupted. Job 16:17, I think he said, as for me, my prayer is pure. My prayer is pure. Let me ask you this, Lucas. How can a woman, a man, listen to this, he's married, he has no job, he's not well, the enemy is after his life, he's believing God for a child, the landlord is on his neck. Are you seeing all the problems? And yet he's drinking. You have multiple problems like this, and you are sponsoring it by living in sin more. It means that your problem will be there for a long time. When you are praying and living in sin, you make yourself an enemy of both God and the devil. Can I repeat that? Praying and living in sin is making yourself. You say, Satan, I bind you. Weary, thief. You are binding who? And God say, why are you using my name in vain with this kind of life you live? So you are an enemy of God. Just imagine God is pursuing you and Satan is pursuing you. Who do you run to? God said, if I catch you, Satan said, you, if I hold you, you are finished. If the devil is after you, you run to the cover of God's hand. But now God himself is saying, this one, I'm after him. Because with all the blessings she has been exposed to, see the way she still jokes with her life. When you live right, I pray for you. Receive the baptism to live right. Receive the passion to live right. Receive the passion to live right. Instead of committing sins, start committing God. Instead of committing sins, start committing God. Instead of living in a life of sin, anytime you avoid committing sin, you have committed God. Joseph said, why will I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Anytime you say no to sin, you have said yes to God. When you turn from sin, you turn to power. When you turn from sin, you turn to grace. Write that down. When you turn from sin, you turn to power. When you turn from sin, you turn to grace. Praying and living in sin. Hallelujah, somebody. Are you being blessed? Are you being blessed? When you live a life of iniquity, your confidence level is like a man or a woman you have offended. You can't go to them for a need now. You'll be contemplating, will he give me? Will he not give me? What have I done? What have I done? Irresponsibility, recklessness. How do you explain? Somebody walks to you. I've seen that over this ministry. I've seen that several times. A young person walked to you and said, sir, I need help. What's the problem? He said, the school fees they gave me, I ate it. We help the poor. We help the stupid. You help the poor. You don't help the stupid. You ate it. Not that somebody stole it. You ate it. I don't know what came over me. I went to a bar. My friends were buying drinks, so I just used the money to buy drink. I said, then go and look for a job. People like that, you don't help them. Let them go and carry block. Let them suffer for the money. They will value it. Let me shock you. One came. His school fees for 2 years, the OND, he ate it. So he said, without school fees, he cannot get results. He ate 2 years school fees. So I drove him before he eats me. In that capacity to eat school fees of 2 years, and you are still normal. You didn't kill yourself. You ate school fees of 2 years, and you still breathe. So I said, someone like you, you are terrible. You won't get any help. It's not missing. Not that there's no money to pay. It's okay, let's support you as believers. Now, you ate it. There are some sin that stems from irresponsibility. It's not weakness. Some people are just irresponsible. You are at home. Your wife is at home. 8 p.m. No, you carry a car. 9. You say, I'm coming. You are going. Where are you going? Are you a night officer? Where are you going by 9? It's irresponsibility. You go and hang out with friends. Married man. All your friends are boys who are single. All you do is to sit down around the joint and be giving the devil burnt offering. Burnt offering through your mouth. Burnt offering. What connects all of this alcohol? You are irresponsible. Your own is not witness. You are irresponsible. And your wife is even nice. She should organize people to beat you. Where are you going? How can somebody live here? Somebody, look at some people, I'm wondering. 11 p.m. the man stay outside. Say, this is festive season now. I need to hang out. Someone called me on phone yesterday. Last night I had music at the background. I said, but where are you? This is to 11. He said, hold on, greet madam. I said, okay. I said, madam, you say fine, no, we just came, they're having a get together. Yeah. I said, no, it's permitted. I thought the guy is alone. I wanted to ask him if your number is on so I can call you to tell you that somebody is outside in case you are not aware. I mean, there are men. Are there not men like that? Christians. They just see that they are cracking head. Who is stupid like me? 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 Who is stupid? Hey!
That my stupid friend somewhere. They drive their car, go there. They are going nowhere. They gist and gist and gist. A woman noticed that the husband was always going to a pepper soup. He will go there and take pepper soup. So she said, let me stop this man. She now decided to start making pepper soup in the evening. The man was still going out. The lady was tired. He says, not this pepper soup. He went to where they said the pepper soup and asked the woman. The woman said, see what I use. She increased her own. Put all kinds of meat, shaki, abodi. The man was still going out. One day she sat in there and says, because of this you're going out. I started this pepper soup. The man says, it's not the pepper soup. It's the gist with gist on top of the pepper soup. He says, it's not just the pepper soup. The gist that we gist on top of the pepper soup. Like men, that is why I go out. The woman said, that means I can't cure this, your madness. There's nothing I can do about it. Am I communicating here? So if you are living in sin, when you come to God, the first thing you do when you are praying is to ask for mercy. Before you even ask for a demand. Never approach him. Identify who you are. He said, judge yourself that you will not be judged. There's a lady that lives in a compound. Nobody fights her. Nobody insults her. When she's fighting you in the compound, her mouth is loudest. You cannot then insult her. Do you know why? Before you insult her, she will insult herself. When you start fighting, you say, hey, what would you say? That my husband is poor, Abi? That I'm very short, Abi? That my children are not going to school, Abi? That me, we are staying in one room, Abi? All the possible insults you will give her, she will insult herself. You get tired, she will now face you. You have nothing to say. What do you want to say? Now my last child is looking like an imbecile. Abi, is that not what you will say? You will say my children, they don't go to school. Abi, you will say yesterday, I came to beg you for food. Abi, you will say my husband has no job. Abi, you will say we have one room. Abi, bet you! When she come on you, what will you use? She has used all your weapons on herself. So anytime she is insulting anybody, her voice is loudest. Nobody will be looking at her. You want to call her short? She has called herself already. You want to insult her husband? She has insulted him. She insulted him already. So where are you starting from? You just carry yourself. Say, where are you going? Face me now. Face me. You just carry your load. You judge yourself so that you will not be judged. Am I communicating? Number two booster of confidence is fasting. Fasting. Those of you that don't fast because you think you have health issues, it's only that fasting that will take away the health issues. Fasting! Somebody say fasting. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Fasting is a spiritual exercise. It's not hunger strike. It's spiritual exercise. Spiritual exercise. Jesus spoke. When you fast, Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, I think. When you fast, not if you fast. When. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 5. He said, give yourself to fasting and prayer. Anytime, listen to me. Any shaking in your spiritual life is a proof that a fast is needed. All those stupid dreams. You start seeing one kind of dream you don't understand. You can't, don't shout too much. The next day, enter fasting. All those things happen to put your fasting life in check. To let you know it is time to fast. How can you just sleep? You wake up at your spiritual level. At your spiritual level, you are seeing yourself having intercourse in the dream. What kind of nonsense is that? Declare fast. Not that start saying, again. I see the same thing now, again. Declare a fast. Your prayer life is going down. You carry the Bible, you see yourself dozing. You pray for 5 minutes, you doze. It's a proof that a fast is needed. Enter fasting. Humble your soul, as Psalm 35, verse 13. Humble your soul with fasting. Humble your soul. It's a proof, Psalm 35, 13. It's a proof that a fast is needed. When you fast,
But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul. 2 Corinthians 11, I believe verse 27. Paul was giving us the secret of why he became great. He said, me, I fast often. In fasting often. I fast than Peter. I fast than James. I fast than all of them. I fast. Fasting does not change God. But fasting helps you to assess God. Write that down. Fasting does not change God, but fasting helps you to assess God. Don't wait till the church declares a fast. Anytime you see a shaking in your spiritual life, enter a fast. Shata kapalaya. Brukusukutu bakata. Don't make noise about it. Countless times in my house, Mr. Young fasting, I can never say that. You just notice the food you brought is still there. You take it back. This one you brought, you take it back. When they see that happen, they say, ah, this man is like, Mr. Young, just look at you. Not you are fasting, it shows all over your face. See what? Do you know you are very heartless? You can't notice from my face that I'm doing something. See what? So from my face, you can't. You are not spiritual. You can't notice what? I'm waiting. Oh, you are waiting. You have lost the fast. You have lost the fast. People are fasting and they become so moody. Moody. Praise and worship is going on. Sister, praise God now. Sister, you stand and pray. Sister, praise God. You want me to spoil what I'm doing? If I say it now, spoil it. Once I say it, I will say it. See, I'm waiting. See, let me shock you. Fasting is fasting. Fasting is not waiting. I don't know if you got fasting to me waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord is patience. Fasting is not waiting. So stop all this. I'm waiting on the Lord. Where did God go that you are waiting for him? Stop all this. It's not. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. It has nothing to do with fasting. He was talking of patience and depending on God. Stop thinking that waiting on the Lord is called fasting. Waiting is waiting. Fasting is fasting. It's like somebody carry handkerchief. He says it's mantle. Handkerchief is not mantle. Handkerchief is handkerchief. Handkerchief is not mantle. Mantle is a cloak. A cloak of power. When Elijah transferred mantle upon Elisha, it was not handkerchief he gave him. Handkerchief is handkerchief. Acts chapter 19 verse 11. Handkerchief were taken from Paul's body on evil spirits and they left. It's called handkerchief. It's not mantle. Hello? We just come up with words that are not scriptural. So say, I'm on the mountain. Here? Which mountain? No, which mountain? Is it Kilimanjaro? Is it Mount Everest? Which mountain are you on? I'm on the mountain. Where do you learn all that religious? Fasting is fasting. I'm on the mountain. So I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Are you following me? So we don't use some terms that we met in the church and we don't see scriptural backing. We don't ask for proofs. Anything you are telling me about, prove it. The Lord told me, says, oh, no. Wait on the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Has to do with patience. Has to do with dependence on God. You are fasting. You are fasting. Anytime you just sense things going on, this one happened. You hear this one, your business, your finance, all of a sudden, bah, money, you lose money. This one, it is a proof that it is time to what? Fast. In Isaiah 58, verse 6, the Lord was speaking. He said, this is the fast that I choose. Let me show you how to fast. Can I shock some of you now? Because this is what you do not know about fasting. Is this not the fast I have chosen? To lose the band of wickedness, to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Go on. Is it not to deal bread to the hungry, that thou bring the poor that are cast down to thy house, when thou see the naked, that thou could just say, when you are fasting, is the time for you to be distributing gifts. Do you do that one? CCM for Bible. Now, being 6 to 6, 3 days dry, By the second day, you are still very strong and well. Get some gift. Give a friend. Get this. Bless somebody. Those shoes that you have piled up. Those clothes that you are gathering for Antichrist. You have 6 boxes. Ecula, but some women can never give their clothes out. They will have every reason why the clothes must not go out. Say, hey, this one. It's my younger sister's traditional wedding clothes. She will keep it. Hey, leave this one. It's my cousin burial. When my cousin did burial. Hey, leave that one. It's when they did remembrance. They did remembrance. 8 years remembrance. Hey, leave this one. It's the cloth we wore when we did our office party. Hey, leave this one. They have every reason why no cloth must go out. Carry those clothes. Pack them. Give to someone. In the midst of a fast. Some of you are hearing this for the first time. Am I correct? You are following the Bible. So the first I have chosen that you bring the poor that are cast to thy house, that thou seest the naked that cover, and thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Go on. Then shall the light break forth as the morning. Thy health shall spring forth speedily. Thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Tika tika palote. Zikutu brahashata katela. In the next 2 days or 3 days. Today is 30th, right? This is 30th. In the next 3 days, we are beginning. Is it 3 or 2 days? 3 days. In the next 72 hours, we are beginning a 40-day fast. Very common. Very minor. Breaking every day. Very minor. Breaking by 4 for 40 days. And there are still some people. Fast. Once it's, now you are normal in church. Once it's time for fast, you start remembering your medication. Papa, the problem is that it's by 10 a.m. I normally take that. As a husband and a wife, 40 days, give yourself some gap. You will not die. That period is to wait on the Lord. Settle some issues. It's time to talk to God. For the whole year. For the whole year. For 11 months. And we have people today who have spent their whole life. You have been eating since you were born. And nothing has changed. Can't you leave food alone? I've told you that constant foodfulness destroys fruitfulness. Constant foodful. To continually feed your stomach is to gradually empty your destiny. To continually fill your tummy. Some people are gluttons. Good appetite. Excessive. This excessive appetite is not a gift from God. Excessive appetite is not a gift from God. You will eat. You now take cold drink to wash it down. You now take water to wash down the cold drink. I walked into some brothers some years ago and I saw wraps of food very high. My heart beat was fast. I thought they wanted to die. They sat on the ground. I said, what's going on? This is nothing. They will eat. A guy was walking one day here and I came to see them. He carried a full loaf of bread. You know this light bread? Full loaf. He just put something in the middle, punch on the middle. He just pour coke. And just squeeze it. Not slice, oh, loaf. I ran and I grabbed his hand. Do you want to die? Baba, you know the reason. I grabbed his hand and I said, you are looking at him, he wants to kill himself. Throughout my stay, I was looking at him. I was worried. I said, this guy's going to collapse now. Collapse, we'll call the doctor. He finished. Came. Oh, yeah. Walk. This guy is okay. And the engineer said, this one, he never chop. That one now warming. I said, is this normal? Some people have, their appetite is voracious. At the crash of every great destiny is an appetite problem. Eve, appetite destroyed him. She ate apple. Appetite destroyed her. Esau, appetite destroyed. Sold birthright. Appetite. You can't stay off food. Some will finish eating, they will now stroll out in the night. After food, though. And go and buy to step down. I was in the program and they called up, they brought the meal. I was with somebody. They brought the meal in plates. They brought different kind of meal. So sometimes I can eat little of this, and go, I may not like to eat one meal. I may eat little of this. They brought like 3-4 plates. So I came, I opened it. So I went inside. I was just writing some things. I told the person, just eat. I said, okay, sir. I was eating. So I wrote. I was on the call for a long time, about 10, 15 minutes. When I came, all the 3 plates empty. Now, I'm saying this. I'm not saying he ate and left some. Clean. So I was wondering, why would you throw away? I'm not eating something. Why would you throw away? He said, throw away. I ate it. I said, you ate these 3. He said, yes, sir. I didn't believe him. So I stood up. I went to check the restroom. I was checking everywhere. I said, this guy must have. I called him. I said, come. Was there food in the... He said, yes, sir. Are there some left? We'll come and carry them. I said, carry what? There's nothing on the plate. Ah, you really like the food. I said, not me. You ask the person who ate it. And I was worried. I was looking at him. Looking for where he ate the food into. Appetite problem. Do you know some people you see who have some pounds, who look chubby, don't really eat? Is those skinny? Some people you see so chubby, they have peace, they are at rest, they don't really eat much. I've seen some of them just take a cup of tea and they are fine. But you see some people, and the food has now given them a very funny movement. So they're walking. The neck is ready for another food. Excessive appetite. And it's worrisome. It's worrisome. They have eaten. But you got to know that once you do that, you see, once you do that, now, if that's your present weakness, don't condemn yourself. Don't. You can overcome. I was like you. When we grew up, when we were younger, because my dad puts lots of food stuff, my mom will put lots of things. So sometimes, 1 a.m., you'll be hearing, doom, doom, doom. The housewife is pounding. I can't wake up and say, I want to eat pounded. The housewife will have to go and pound 1 a.m. You hear all kinds of things. They are frying. Say, what? I want to eat fried egg. So we grew up like that. When the Lord called me to a power ministry, I knew that to move in power, you must be a fasting machine. I said, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. So if you're in that category now, today, one of the biggest complaints that people have around me, he doesn't eat. He doesn't eat. He doesn't eat. He doesn't eat. He doesn't like to eat. I wasn't like that before. So you can develop your spiritual life to a point where you are constantly having fasting with God. Seeking for greater heights in your relationship with God. Greater levels. I told you, and don't forget, anytime there's a crack in your spiritual life, it is time. It is time. It boosts your confidence. When you are fasting, there's this confidence you have that when you are praying, heaven is responding. The first booster of confidence, and then I'll pray. Are you getting something? First is living in righteousness. Second, fasting. Third,
Praying with the word. Praying with the word. Praying with the word. Word. W-O-R-D. Pray with the word. With the word. The difference between praying in line with the word and praying with the word. When you are having a need, you have something you are believing God for. Carry scriptures. Look for 7-8 scriptural points that balances and approves that desire. It becomes a signature. Appropriate. Isaiah 34, I think verse 16. None shall want a mate. That's a scripture that anyone who wants to get married should pray. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. None of these shall fail. None shall want a mate. Oh God, I am a female. Where is my male? Am I talking to somebody here? You can't be believing God for a partner and you are quoting with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's an inappropriate signature. Do you know a check can be returned if the signature is not appropriate? They will call to confirm that this is irregular. They will call. I've seen that situation. They say, sorry, did you give somebody a check of so and so? Say yes, because the signature is not regular. I say, it's true, I was just in a hurry. I signed by the car, I was in a hurry. Say, because I don't know if you have to do something, maybe give us another check. Because of all detours will come. And many of us are using scriptures that don't tally with our need. Somebody is sick, he has a health problem, and he's quoting good measure, pressed down, shaking together. Are you okay? With the word, anytime you have a need, look for a scripture. Back it up. Anytime there's a challenge in your life, when it appears that there are attacks around you, people told you that they are coming to take your life, you go down to the word of God. Lord, you said in your word that 1,000 shall fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand. It shall not come near me. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward. People are trying to make you discouraged. And the devil is trying to let you know that there is no future for you. You go down, you tell yourself, eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Neither has it come to the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. They are trying to discourage you. You tell yourself, the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thought that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give unto you an expected end. Isaiah 139 verse 17, how great are thy thoughts towards me, how precious are thy thoughts towards me, O God, great is the sum of them. Psalm 139 verse 17. Psalm 139:17. How precious are thy thoughts towards me. Great. Isaiah 55 from verse 8. In case people don't know that God has thoughts for you, he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways. For as the heaven, mashaka, parekate kataya, raka patoka pate, rasaka salaba, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts than your thoughts, and my ways. So you must study scriptures. Eat the word. Eat the word. Enter a project from this January fair. Many of us, many people in this church have read the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. True of us. Many. I've put you under some terrible pressure. One of my sons in Ghana asked me, said, Daddy, what translation next should I read? He's not reading Bible now, he's reading translation. Say, what translation next should I read? Finish Good News? Finish Amplified? Finish Message? Finish Easy to Read? Finish King James? Finish NIV? He said, which other version? And I sent him one. You are still battling with Exodus. As I'm talking now. You are still battling with Exodus. If some don't even read systematically, when you want to read the Bible, start the Bible, you read systematically. Start from Genesis, finish it, Exodus, Leviticus, go like that. I told you about a guy, when he wants to read the Bible, he opens it. Anywhere his eyes falls into, he just opened one day. And his eyes went to where the Bible said, and Judas went to hang himself. He said, God forbid. He closed it back. He went again. And his eye went to a place. Go ye and do likewise. He closed the Bible back. Whatever you read, do it quickly. He said, today I'm not studying the Bible. Study systematically. Systematically. This is a new year we are entering. From January 1st. Start with Genesis 1 and begin to study. I told you, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the first gospels in the New Testament you must study. Because it tells you about the life of Christ. It's just 89 chapters. If you read 4 chapters every day, in 22 days you have finished Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you read 3 chapters, in 26 days you have done. It's not a big deal. From Genesis 2, you see yourself so full of the word of God. You become molded after the likeness of God. A part of God enters you when the word enters you. I wish I was talking to somebody here. People have asked me several times, how come? You just quote scripture, quote scriptures, quote scriptures, quote scriptures. How come? It's because I've eaten so much of it. I've eaten so much of it. It can happen to you. That we all gather here and we all are word people. You know that if you know the strength of a herbalist, is his capacity to release incantation. 1 hour is calling, is conjuring, is incantating, is making statement. When you are releasing scripture, you are making holy incantations. Who is it that sayeth a thing and it cometh to pass? When the Lord, I can't stand wordless people, wordless churches. There are churches you enter today, no word. You can't write one thing. When I came and God said, and today God will bless, God will lead, this is your day, this is your day, yay. And I'm like, what is this? He just read one scripture, John chapter 1, verse 12. As many as receive power, as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Have you received him? He will give you power. Have you received him? He will give you power. Power, 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 power. He's there for like 10 minutes. Power, power. Rise up. Let us pray. What are we praying on? What did you say? Power. You know. How many of you, be sincere, by reason of hearing the word of God from this altar, your hunger to read the Bible increase? Is it true? Your hunger to study the Bible, what? One day we were in London, I called my children. I said, today, my biological children, we all are going to quote scriptures according to our age. My daughter said, okay, daddy, you start. I started. I exceeded my age. So I turned the next one. I don't know what happened though that day. I can't remember. Maybe I will ask them the rest of the story. According, any believer that can't give scriptures according to his age is an irresponsible Christian. You are 50 years. Give me 50 scriptures fast. Fast. Correctly. Correctly. Some cannot even give John 3:16 correctly. They will mutter it. Some can't quote the scripture correctly. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Goodness and mercy. Praise God. Shaking. Hunger for the word. Anytime you get a scripture, your prayer is 50% answered. Anytime you get a scripture that speaks of your desire, your prayer, write that down, is 50%
answered. Anytime you lay hold on a scripture that speaks of your desire, your prayer is 50% answered. You start basking in the euphoria. Makoto brakate kete kete. You start basking in the euphoria of answered prayers. You start basking in the euphoria of God hearing your cry, hearing your prayers. You start basking in the euphoria of the capacity and ability of God to do, able 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 to do. Able. Get that scripture. Able. Philippians 3:21, he said that God is able to subdue all things. Philippians 3:21 is able to subdue all things unto himself. Ephesians 3:20 says he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power. Daniel chapter 3, I think verse 17, they said, King, our God is able. Our God is able. Is able to do. Numbers 23:19 is not a man to lie, nor the son of man to repent. As he said it, will he not do it? Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18 says, by two immutable things, wherein it was impossible for God to lie, we may have a strong consolation, who have fled to lay hold. Word that is said before us. Every one of us, look for a scripture. Anytime you want to fall sick, it doesn't just come. It starts with a symptom. True? It starts with what? Symptom. 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 And for every symptom, there is a scripture. Sickness starts with symptom. Prayer starts with scripture. Sickness starts with symptoms. Prayers. Start with scripture. A prayer that will be answered. You know. Father Lord, I want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, this morning. Father Lord, I pray. Oh God, you answer my prayer. Every trouble in my life. Oh God, you know my life. I'm going through pain. No money, no food. Give me food. Give me money. Oh God, my landlord is on my neck. I've not paid. Oh God, as he see me, give me favor. Let him forget it. Let him forget it. Let him forget it. Father, you said anywhere the sole of my feet enter, I will pay. I will possess. Lord, my feet has entered here. I've possessed this house. I've possessed this house. There's a scripture for that. We don't know where it is. You never made a reference to it. Oh, Father, Lord, look at me. I'm nowhere. You heal us, so you are the one that heal us. That's what the word of God says. Where is it in the Bible? Tell the Lord. Remind him. When a lawyer is talking, he quotes the constitution and he gives the section so that the judge knows he knows what he's talking about. Section 1, subsection 5, article 20. The judge put his glass. He knows what he's talking about. So don't just give reference without the Lord. According to your word, after the order of Isaiah 7:7, it shall not stand. Neither shall it come to pass. You give that word. I'm teaching you something. So when you go before God's presence, you have evidence. Rise up. Yesterday we handled the first two dimensions of the prayer of Jabesh. The first prayer was, bless me. The second prayer was, enlarge. And the third, bring that up again, whoever's on the console, bring that up. The third is that thy hand, this one we are going to spend time. Listen to me. The hand of God. The hand of God, watch this. The hand of God cannot be on you and you are stranded. Look here, let me give you an illustration. How many of you remember the 10 plagues in Egypt? Turning water to blood, the frogs dying, the flies appearing, the water of the Nile, even the killing of all the firstborn. Now listen, it was not just the firstborn humans that died, even animals. The firstborn animals. Dog woke up, firstborn was dead. Goat woke up, firstborn was dead. God went around, picked all the firstborn in one night. Do you know that thing that happened was not the hand of God? It was finger. It was what?
God said, these 10 plagues is what? One finger. So just imagine you carry the full hand. Jabez said, let your hand be with me. In 1 Samuel chapter 5, I don't know if it's verse 11, he said the hand of God was heavy there. Let your hand be with me. The hand of God. So they sent and gathered all the lords of the Philistines and said, send away the ark of the God of Israel. Let it go again to his place, that it slay us not our people, for there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. Why? The hand of God was very heavy there. The psalmist said, let your hand be on me that my enemies might know. In Acts chapter 4, verse 29, he said, Lord, behold their threatenings. Grant thy servant with all boldness that they may speak thy word. Verse 30, he says, by stretching thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Oh Lord, let your hand be upon me. Ezekiel was a victim positively of the hand of God. People, you see, I want you to pray. Tonight, I believe God tonight will get into the prophetic, or tomorrow. I pray, I hope, because for me, I came to pray. That's what I came to do. I've seen miracles from January. I just want to pray. Let's just pray and go. I came to raise up Christians, not people at the age of 60. They are still carrying feeding bottle. Or still babysitting you. You are babysitting an old believer. You have refused to relinquish the feeding bottle. We are going to take this. Let your hand be upon me. In 2020, let your hand be upon me. Sir, when the hand of God is upon you, it is evident. People see it. They see the proof of it. They see the benefit of it. You walk into places, people just start favoring you. Let me shock you. One day I was moving somewhere at the airport. A lady stood and was waiting. And I was coming. He said, he has come. She was white. He has come. So they say, yeah. Good day, sir. I said, yes. He said, are you the pastor? I said, yes. He said, thank you, Jesus. I was like, okay, what have I done now? I said, you are the program. He said, no. I came from so-and-so. She was from another nation. He said, she saw me in a dream. She was given the time of my flight. Given where I'm going to. And was told what to give to me. That she will wait. I will come at so-so time. $30,000. She packaged them. He said, I was told to give it to you. I said, who told you? He said, I don't know. It was in the dream. I said, bring it. Hand of God. Most of the suffering and struggle is because you lack his hand. I've seen several situations like that. Not one, not two, not ten. See, the Lord instructed me. Some of them will abuse me first. I've told you I was waiting for one of our daughters who was made a commissioner in the state then. And I was to go and bless her office. And people were waiting. So they came and they were taking me. I said, no, people are waiting. Attend to them. Because if I walk into the office now and these seven people are here, the insult, they will insult me. So see them quickly. Let me wait. One man came. He was an allergy. And he looked at me. Hey, are you Apostle Kuo? I said, yes. He said, Apostle Suleiman Kuo. I said, hey, and they watch him for television. They make me, they laugh. He said, but the problem, I don't like him for fire. But I like him, I make me, they laugh. He wrote a check. I said, you be Christian? I said, God forbid, I not be Christian. I said, so you like me? He said, no, I don't like you. I like him, say, they make me, they laugh. But I don't like him for fire. I don't like him for you, but I like him because they make me, they laugh. He wrote a check. I told myself, if you like, don't like me, bring your check. You don't have to like me. Don't like me. Me, I don't like you too, but bring the check. That was hand of God. When a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies. I've sat with my wife in places like this. I'm sitting in a plane. Money, bah. Favor, bah. I'll show, I say. Wait, you serve. Wait, you the magnet this thing. I say, the truth is this. When you give money, money give itself to you. Money, listen to this. Money assumes the character of the owner. When you keep money, money keeps itself from you. Money is an angel. It's the way you treat it that determines if it stays or go. It's the money with you that sends message to the money outside. When you give money, another word for money is currency. Currency means movement. When you keep money for too long, you are breaking the law of currency, which is movement. As it enters your hand, let it move. So it goes and sends message to the money outside that there is a place I'm coming from. He understands the law. So that currency moves back, come to your hand again. When it comes again, you move. It sends an errand, it comes again, you move. But by the time you carry money and you sit on it like a goalkeeper, you get all you can. You can all you get. You sit on the can like a goalkeeper. You grab money. You hold it like the general overseer of Naira notes. You keep the money, refuse to let it go. The day it leaves you, it will tell others there. Don't come. That's the basis behind your being stranded. Givers never, lackers never give. Are you ready to pray? Every one of you, as we take this prayer, the glory of God will fall mightily upon us. And you shall see the manifestation of that hand. Say, my Father, my Father! As I pray, let your hand be heavy upon me. Open your mouth!
Rock a
Take this prayer again, and we're going to take this prayer for 10-15 minutes. You get a good position. Now listen to this. In Psalm 16, we're just taking the hand of God in this session. In Psalm 16:11, the Bible says, "Thou will show me the path of life, for in thy presence there's fullness of joy. At thy right hand are what?" In Mark 14, I believe verse 62, the hand of God was described as the right hand of power. The right hand of power. He said, and Jesus said, "I am." Jesus said, "I am. You shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of where?" Now, God does not have a left hand. Like men, see right and left. The right hand, the hand that you are very strong with is called your hand of strength. The right hand of God is the hand of support. Support. When you say Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God, it means he's sitting where he's having God's support. Meaning, when the right hand of God is upon a man's life, he enjoys support. You will pray, "Oh God,
oh Dieu,
let your right hand be heavy on my life.
Soit puissamment sur ma
I
vie.
Receive spiritual and human support.
Je reçois
God
le support.
Will back me, men will back me.
Le
when
des
God
hommes,
is interested in you, men cannot lose interest in you. Oh God,
oh
let
Dieu,
your hand be on me.
Que ta main soit sur ma vie.
I receive divine
Je reçois
human support.
La main et le support divine.
Spiritual.
Spiritual.
In 1 Samuel 2:26, in Luke 2:52, the Bible was talking about Samuel, 1 Samuel 2:26. He had favor with God and man. also with men. The proof that you have favor with God is that you have favor with men. In Luke 2:52, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and had favor with God and what? And man. God cannot love you and men hate you. When God shows you favor, men must give you splendor. Hand of God be heavy on me. I receive divine,
je reçois la main
physical,
la main physique,
support. You will take this prayer like you've never prayed before. You will pray. Look, after now, people will get your phone number in the dream. People will get your phone number. I will tell you what God has done for me. I will tell you what I've seen happen in my life. I have some accounts, some bank accounts. There are some accounts I've forgotten. You know there are some accounts you don't even use. You just have one tiny thing there. Eh? Forget about it. There was a transaction that came. The banker called me because he knew it was, I don't use it. So you don't drop this kind of money here. So we had to call you to confirm. I said, no, I didn't send anybody. He said, sir, we just have to alert you. I said, I don't receive alerts on that. Is that bank, is that account still working? He said, yes, sir. I said, trace who sent it. They traced the man who sent it. He was from the east. So, I said, give me his number. I called him. I said, how are you, sir? More grace. He didn't say anything. When I said, more, he didn't say anything. I said, God bless you. He replied, also with you. I said, this is Catholic. I said, where do you worship? He said, I'm a Catholic church. I said, sir, what's the matter? How do you? He said, I don't know. I was dreaming. And I just saw this. So I wrote it down. I woke up. I went to pee. I wrote the name down. I wrote the account down, the number. So I went back to sleep. I dreamt again the amount I should drop. I wrote it down. So in the morning, I went to the bank. He said, that's how my God talks to me. I went to the bank and I paid the money. I said, I'm the one. Hey, you are a pastor? I said, yes. Say, where? I said, I'm in Edo State. He said, yeah, God bless you. You must be a man of God. I said, I'm a man of God. He said, God bless you. God bless you. Okay, now, thank you. Ah. I said, for 2 months, I didn't touch that money. I said, this is a setup. This is a setup. So I called him again. I said, how are you? He said, fine. Who is this? I said, it's me, sir. The pastor again said, pastor. Oh, that pastor. How are you? I said, fine. I just got to greet you. He said, hey, any problem? Obviously, you know, he has no business with the Pentecostal circle, so he does not even know who I am. So I said, please, help me find an elderly man. He's over 70. They found out he's in Enugu. I've never met him. He has never been to my program. He has never watched me. He has never seen me. He doesn't know me. So now the program there, I had to look for him, greeted him, thanked him, and begged him to come for the program. He came for one night. He said, ah! People, plenty, plenty, plenty. Why? He said, why are there plenty? He said, everywhere, people, people. What's going on? I said, I came to preach. So why? I said, yeah. So you're the one that gets that money. He says, I didn't know you. I said, but this God is real. And you are busy there crying, 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 crying. When his hand can just sort you out. You can be in Nigeria and God can talk to somebody in the United Kingdom. Nobody's following me. In America, in Japan, in Kuwait, an oil magnate will just speak and say, I don't know you. Where will I start from? I've seen favor from the throne. Like this one is from God. Bam. No man can take glory. What are you talking about? And the devil makes you feel that knowing God is a minus. We will pray today. Me, I'm ready. Because what I want to see in 2020, I want someone to come here and tell me, Papa, I have so much money. I don't know what to do. Give me plan. Don't I have this plan? I'm praying for money. So which project do you think is viable as you travel around the world? Which nation have you seen project that is viable? When you hold small money and invest in some African countries now. African nations. Not in this country. It's overcrowded. You become a pillar, you become a voice in such nations. I'm on camera, so I can't tell you. You know what it means? Some SADC nations. What it would take to invest now in Namibia, in Lesotho, in Rwanda,
this point. Boom! You get red carpet treatment. They give you their passport on a platter of gold. Give you certain access, things to enjoy, because you are a heavy investor, an employer of labor. People are struggling now. Say, America is hard. They can't get documentation. The rich are getting for free. When they see how many people in your kitty you have employed, they beg you with the passport. But there are so many of us today, we are where we are. Our capacity is so small. Your vision is so minute. There's a reset. There's a mental reset. To increase your dream, hand of God will give you divine and what? Support. Men will see you favor you. God will see you favor you. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Rock the Look at the door,
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You too much. You too much.
Diego. Chica di Bia. Oh, Diego.
You too much.
Baba. Love you too much.
Let my whole life be expressions of your grace.
Daily as I live.
I love to
pray.
Oh, let my whole life be expressions of your grace.
Daily as I live,
alone as I live, let my whole life be expression of your grace. Oh, we cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name.
Hallowed be
your name. worship you. Let your two hands be on your head. Father, we thank you because your hand is heavy upon us. Mandala Sata Cristo. Priativa.
Amen.
We will begin to enjoy human and divine support.
Amen.
Thank you because 2020 shall be the year when men and God will support us.
Amen.
We enjoy the support that cannot be denied.
Amen.
That will be very obvious.
Amen.
You will move people against their will to support us.
Amen.
You move people in line with their will to support us.
Amen.
And your name shall be glorified.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Clap your hands, all ye people.
Hallelujah.
Shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We are here by 3 o'clock to continue in our prayers. Get a seat to put a seal on this temple. Christian, the guy on the white, see me after service. In your hand, what a God was that. Father, we thank you because as we give to you, we put a seal on that which you have received. In Jesus' name. The things that are impossible, the things that money cannot, they are the things that he has done for me. What my mother could not do, what my father could not do, he has done it again and again. What a marvelous God, what a marvelous God, he has done marvelous things for me. What a marvelous God. We Be preserved, be protected, be covered, be insured in Jesus' name. My head is a good head, my life is a good one. Angels shall fight for me, greatness is on my side, goodness shall follow me. No matter what the matter is, shake hands with someone.
Glory be to the Lamb of God. How you end your year and get into the new year matters a lot. Join us in this all night long of basking in God's grace and glory. I invite you to Glory Night on the 31st of December from 9 p.m. till morning. We're going to spend time just worshiping God, thanking Him, and also making decrees into the new year. It's a good thing to watch us live, but if you can do your best, there is nothing like being in the atmosphere of that presence. Hello, hello, hello. 2020 promises to be outstanding. God has spoken so many prophetic words. Come and hear it directly. Come and hear it live. See you in glory night.
Crossover night. Glory night with Apostle Jonathan and Dr. Lizzie Suleiman.